Closing arguments are scheduled for tomorrow in the case against former presidential candidate and vice presidential nominee John Edwards. He is accused of receiving almost $1 million in secret payments from two donors. The government claims Edwards used the money in 2007 and 2008 to cover up his affair with campaign worker Riel Hunter, who later bore his child. Edwards' defense rested today without calling Edwards or Hunter to the witness stand. North Carolina Public Radio's Jeff Tiberi joins me from Greensboro. And Jeff, the defense rested after just 2 days. Was that a surprise?
Not all that much of a surprise, Melissa. This was a case in which law experts say the defense did a very good job in cross-examination of government witnesses. They brought out some important questions. They discredited some of the government witnesses. And ultimately, they were able to tell some of their side of the story, present some of the defense while the prosecution witnesses were on the stand. So just 2.5 days necessary in their eyes.
And as a trial attorney himself, John Edwards was well known for his skill in winning over juries, but still a very risky thing for him to take the stand himself.
That's just it. And ultimately, his attorneys decided that opening him up to cross-examination would be a huge risk, one they weren't willing to take, one perhaps they didn't think that was necessary. Also, let's be frank here. This is a former politician who was caught lying in a couple of television interviews, and putting him on the stand, potentially a risk there as well.
Two other witnesses the defense said it might call but ultimately didn't were Riel Hunter and John Edwards' daughter, Kate. Neither of them took the stand as well.
Riel Hunter, the woman who Edwards is accused of allegedly trying to hide his mistress 4 or 5 years ago, is viewed as a bit of a loose cannon, a wild card almost. And to put her on the stand, there was some concern about what may come out, what kinds of things she would be asked and what kinds of things she would say under cross-examination. In terms of Kate, ultimately the defense decided they didn't need to do it. While she could have humanized her dad, there was really not much she could offer related to campaign finance violations.
And Jeff, the prosecution needs to prove, if they're going to get a conviction, that Edwards knew he was violating campaign finance laws. Did any of the witnesses that the government called explicitly say that?
Not explicitly. Not explicitly. There were some that insinuated or inferred that he was, in fact, aware of a cover-up of Ms. Hunter. But there were no witnesses that came forward and said John Edwards was aware of this payment or this check. There was no evidence that was introduced in terms of a check that had John Edwards' name on it or that came from a bank account of his or that even went through his John Edwards for President campaign. So nothing explicit, to answer your question.
Now, today, attorneys for both sides have been in court talking with the judge, talking about the instructions that the jury is going to be given before it starts deliberating. Why are those instructions so important?
There's no precedent in this case, so it's very important for both sides, the defense and the government, to argue about particular phrases and language that they want the jury to be told, this is what you need to consider when trying to decide whether or not John Edwards made these campaign finance violations. So they're arguing over very specific words, as simple as the or a, but also the sole purpose of influencing a campaign, or was it a tangential purpose? And these are all different little bits of language that were coming into the courtroom this afternoon.
Okay, so closing arguments tomorrow, and then the jury gets the case when?
They'll get it on Friday. And if convicted, John Edwards faces up to 30 years in prison, although a couple of former federal prosecutors have told me if he is convicted, he would likely serve just a fraction of that.
Okay. Jeff Tiberi with North Carolina Public Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.